welcome to Hathor Gospel. Lovely event, Gospel Music Ministry. Benefit for Bishop Henry Fine today at 3 p.m.
Day, whatever time it is, wherever you are, welcome to House Healing Gospel. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama, playing good gospel music, all styles of gospel music, whatever type of music you want to hear here on House Healing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We focus on ministering to the entire man. Stay with us as we continue here on House Healing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Psalms 146, praise you the Lord, praise you the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto the Lord while I have any beings. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of men, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth, and that very day his thoughts are cursed. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that's therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food for the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoner. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise you the Lord. Welcome to House Healing Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We were in the studio earlier this morning. We sent a shout out to Bishop Henry Fry over here in Camden, Alabama. Local ministry and all of the people with Bishop Henry Fry, his family and friends, and all those that we know that have had an opportunity to interact with Bishop Henry Fryer. He's in an effort now to build a local church there for his ministry, and he's a pastor there, and I've had the opportunity to work with him for over a number of years. And we just reached out to help him here on an early Sunday morning here from Beatrice, Alabama. We are about 16 to 17 miles from Camden, Alabama. And just want to give a shout out to him and all of those that are worshiping and carrying on the work of God through that family. Holiness Church there, sponsored by Bishop Henry Fyre. That's today, October the 14th. This day's event will take place this afternoon at about 3 p.m. And we hope that you will come out and support and listen to and be ministered to by the Chosen Generations out of Camden, Alabama, One Accord Singers, a powerful singing gospel group there with Miss Chandra Fry and others, lead singers, the Anointed Voices, the Omnipotent Voices. This is a benefit program. All groups of choirs and solos are invited. For more information, you can call 334-455-9565. That's New Hope number one, Pastor Jay Moulton, 54 New Hope Road, Camden, Alabama, 36726. Left a message from Ms. Chandra Fry, who sings with One Accord, a powerful gospel group. These ladies can sing. They'll be a part of that program in benefit for Harold J. But benefit for Henry Fry. Also, special out to Harold J. True Praise Radio. He's an awesome brother as well in the media and the radio media services, just like I am. Benefit program, benefit love program for Bishop Henry Fry starts at 3 p.m. Solo groups and choirs. All of this happening at 50 Hope New Hope Road in Camden, Alabama. You don't want to miss this at all. You do not want to miss this at all. Sunday morning, we're already in the studio. We got some good music for you. And we're going to go ahead and do an intro again. And we'll be back in a minute. It's Benefit Love Program for Bishop Henry Fry, 10/14/18. This is just a 15-minute program this morning. It'll run for about 30 minutes or so, but we hope that you are up and early and moving and doing some things to help yourself and praising God. Let's go to the throne. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Listening to all of you that are listening this morning, we hope that you will, in your effort,
day, whatever time it is, wherever you are, welcome to House Evening Gospel. I'm your host, Freddie Howard, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama, playing good gospel music, all styles of gospel music, whatever type of music you want to hear here on House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We focus on ministering to the entire man. Stay with us as we continue here on House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Psalms 146, praise you the Lord, praise you the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto the Lord while I have any beings. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of men, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth, and that very day his thoughts are perished. Happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that's therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food for the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoner. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Welcome to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back here at House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for sticking with us this morning, early Sunday morning, reaching out and supporting Bishop Henry Fry, his ministry over in Camden, Alabama. As we move around the studio, making a little noise there, but God is awfully good. We want to leave you as we wind down our live stream time. This is just a 15-minute program this morning as we're reaching out to Bishop Fry over there at Camden, who's going to let you know about his event there. Today is October 14th. We hope that you will be going to church somewhere today. That's the thing about the life that we're living here today, which is today, and I will make thee a great nation, and I shall bless thee, talking about today's Sunday school, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessing, and I will be blessing to them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Talking about the Jewish nation, the people of God, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless thee. Powerful information here. Many tasks seem daunting or even impossible for more human effort. How can mere humans accomplish such challenges and important work? Genesis teaches that God worked over many generations from Noah to Abraham in order to bring blessing to the entire world. That's what it's all about, bringing blessing to others, and you bless us through love, and you're supported there. That is what we do, support artists and ministries throughout this area here, and especially around Beatrice's and Tunnel Springs and places like that. And oh, by the way, we're having Family and Friends Day down at Antioch today, old-fashioned Families and Friends Day. You cook old meals for the cook years ago. All kinds of good things. This happened today at Antioch Baptist Church down in Tunnel Springs, where Reverend Waylon Lyles is the pastor. We hope you'll come down there and be a part of that. Also, coming up on October the 20th, down at Alabama Coastal College, the Gospel Explosion with the Alabama Boys out of Montgomery with other groups such as the Flying Clouds, who've been singing for over 44 years here locally in this area. There are so many things happening among us and around us that we could be supporting it, and we reach way out to someplace else and other places like that to support people. But we have local things happening in our own area that you can be very much a part of as well. There is a We did a program last night with an artist out of our Somerville, Georgia, Ron Moore. Also, a shout out to Walter Harris as well. But anyway, great gospel music here on the House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio, where we play all kinds of good music for you. And we hope that you will enjoy what we do here. Now, you can tune in to us. You can share us. We're all over the internet. All you have to do is do a hashtag, Howce, H-O-W-C-E. We're located right here in Beatrix, Alabama. And we hope you'll continue to support us and be a part of Howce and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, where we cover the entire person. We minister to the whole man, anything that has to do with the human being. We will talk about it. Issues regarding human beings and their life here on this earth as they work to get their work to get to heaven. The only thing we you not the work's not gonna get you in there now, but it's through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Just live your life, do what is right for helping other people. And it is important that you understand that God is very much in control. And no matter what is taking place, God will do what is necessary in order that you be a part of His kingdom. Now, buddy, there's something you have to do. Worship in faith, care of people, follow God's word. The struggle is real, and you must be a part of that struggle. And in order to be a part of that struggle, you must know Jesus Christ, God Almighty, for He is the maker and creator of all things. One thing you need to understand, and that is this, God is in control no matter what. God is in control. God is absolutely in control. All right. We want to go to some music that we got uploaded for you. Hope that you, let me see, can I pull up some of the artists? Let's see, One Accord. I should have some music uploaded for One Accord. And okay, One Accord. All right. We just type it in there, the word One Accord. Let's see, can we find something with One Accord in it? Let's see. Okay, One Accord. Singers out of Cameron, Alabama. We're going to play that for you today. And they'll be a part of this program today on Bishop Fry's benefit program. And
Freddie Howard, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue, here in the big city of Beatrix, Alabama. This is One Accord from right across there over there in Camden, Alabama. And I'm reminded yesterday, as the Flying Clouds celebrated many, many years of singing here locally, the Flying Clouds, One Accord, Bishop Henry Fry, all kind of good gospel groups around here that have been singing for years and years and years. and still doing it. This morning, we're playing One Accord Tangos from over there in Camden, Alabama. About 17 miles from here, but still good, gospel singers. One Accord, whatever you want, God's got it.
Oh, Yeah. Lord, I thank Hey, everybody. Welcome to my front porch here in Maui. You can see the Pacific Ocean right in the background. I wake up to this view every morning. I'm hoping you all are having a beautiful summer, as beautiful as you can imagine. And I have to tell you, I'm really excited because Mr. Hinton is here, and he is the author of this incredible book called The Sun Does Shine. He came with his best friend, Lester, and Lester's wife, Sylvia. They arrived yesterday, and everybody who works around here, all of my staff, all of my friends who are here, everybody's read the book, and we were just so excited. Mr. Hinton's coming, Mr. Hinton's coming. But then I woke up this morning thinking, I can't imagine what Anthony Ray Hinton has been through, and don't actually want to imagine it for myself. But when you think about for yourself, when somebody lies on you or says something about you that isn't true, or even just trolls you in social media with stuff that is not accurate, how upsetting that is. So can you imagine how upsetting it would be to have somebody tell a lie about you that costs you 30 years of your life? That is what happened to Anthony Ray Hinton. Thanks for joining me on the
Thanks
porch.
Thanks for having me. Beautiful here.
It's beautiful here.
Yes.
I just, you know, I'm going to open this up for everybody who's watching us live on Facebook around the world, but I just wanted, can you enjoy it? Are you at a point in your life now where in this beautiful space, and I have to say Maui is one of the most beautiful places on earth, can you actually receive it?
I can at times. And I think like anything in life, you can enjoy a part of it.
Yeah.
And then a part of it shut back down.
Yeah.
My mind still goes back to death row, and 30 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And if anything, you don't forget what you went through in 30 years. Whether it was up and good, whether it was bad. And mostly 30 years for me was bad, pure hell. I can't explain what it's like to live on a 5x7. But the most thing about it is you're there because someone lied on you, as you said earlier. Someone knew that they was lying on you, knew that they was perhaps going to get you convicted and sentenced to death. And it makes you wonder what type of people could do another human being like that.
Yeah, and the fact that you will never, ever, ever, ever get your life back.
No.
You can't get those 30 years back.
So
we're taking your questions. I have some already. Julie H. from Westbrook, Maine asks, how has this experience, given you were wrongly convicted, impacted your sense of trust in others, and how does this inform you moving forward?
Well, to be honest with you, I was come up trusting people until they gave me a reason not to trust.
Yeah.
And when this happened, and since I was in on death row, I only trust two people, and that's Lester and Brian Stevens. It's sad because
Brian Stevens and the lawyers
that worked diligently to prove my innocence. And it makes me really hurt inside that I no longer have that freedom
to trust
trust people.
Yeah.
Because trust was something that I gave, and then here a few men came and just took it away. They didn't just take it away from me, they took it away from other people that I would love to trust. And you don't know who really have your best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're thinking. And so I just try my best to not think about, I let people say and do whatever they want. But when it comes down to decision, I always go to Mr. Stevenson.
Yeah.
And I say, what is you think the best? Because at the end of the journey or anything, I don't want to have to go back to him and not say, well, why you didn't tell me this?
There are comments that the camera is shaking. Keith, stop shaking the camera, could you please? Is that you? Huh? The camera's shaking. Keith is my photographer here. I don't have it. Sorry, y'all. Your hands look pretty steady to me, but I don't know what to tell you. If you can bring that stand closer, maybe you could. But then that's going to take up a whole lot of things. Just try to hold it steady if you can, Keith. I just called you out. Elizabeth Lesser wants to know, it's so striking that you on death row, isolated from seeing and relating to other humans for so many years, had more exposure to men of a different color and upbringing than many people on the outside do. And it was that exposure that changed the heart and hearts of men. How do we I guess it means we as a society, we as a culture, open our circles of friendship and family so that we can work on each other's hearts. You actually said at dinner last night, I thought this was so meaningful. You said, I'm not even trying to change people's minds.
Absolutely.
I just want to open and change people's hearts.
Yes.
So how do we all start to do that? Elizabeth Lesser wants to know.
Well, I think you have to start by being honest with one another.
Uh-huh.
We can't lie to one another. We have to be just point blank honest. And being on death row, after being sentenced to death, all of us had the same sentence, and we had no reason to lie to one another. You just can finally be free to tell the truth.
Because you often say, and you say it in the book, and I've heard you say it here, you were saying it on the porch last mm-hmm. night as we were all talking, that there was no racism on death row.
No. All of us wore the same clothes, wore the same type of boots, ate the same breakfast, the same lunch, the same dinner. Whenever we was allowed outside, we all had the same 15, 30 minutes, whatever they gave us. And so there was nothing to be jealous of another human being for. And you have to remind yourself, we all had one thing in common, it's nothing else. We all had been condemned.
Yeah.
And society say, hey, we'll be better off if none of you were here. And so that is one of the things I think that kept racism from being existing on death row.
Uh-huh.
It's the fact that we all had the same.
Yeah. And another thing that actually allowed you to survive was your vivid imagination and your ability to do what in the psychology world or psychiatric world is called actually disassociate, really to take yourself out of this moment and be somewhere else. So much so, I just saw that Patrick just asked, how was your marriage to Halle Berry?
Well, my marriage to Halle Berry was beautiful.
In your mind.
In my mind for 15 long, beautiful years. Halle Berry was, I have to say, the perfect wife. She always said, yes, dear, and okay, dear. And she was a force of support.
Yeah.
And I was just able to take my mind and just go wherever I wanted to go.
Yeah. Somebody named, hi, Renisha Wilson, who asks, how has this elevated your faith?
My faith, even more so today than it was then.
Yeah.
I